everyone, to Blog Talk Radio and the Voice of Change. I'm Sharon Ann Wyckoff, and really delighted to be with you for another program on raising peaceful children. And I thank Jeffrey John White Bear for that music that we heard just at the beginning of the show. It is Creating a World, and I'm actually going to play the entire piece at the end of the show. We are creating a world no longer run by fear. We are creating a world where all beings are held with the sacredness of a newborn child. And we are creating a world where all people are loved. And yes, we are. Would you like more joy in your family life? Would you like more fun? Would you like a deeper connectedness with your children? Those are some of the wonderful things that happen when you really do consider that, or make a decision, really, that you are going to have a peaceful home. And when you make that decision, everything from that point on can be really tweaked so that you can have that peace and have that joy. Tonight we're going to be talking about the values again, and I'm going to share them with you one more time, and then we're going to talk about how you can really educate your children around your values so that it's not just the parents putting the values on the children. But there's a coming together where this is the home you want to create and this is the atmosphere you want to create, especially if your children are old enough and they can be involved. If they're younger ones, then, of course, mom and dad get to create the values and then allow them to be lived. So I want to start with sharing the values one more time that I have put together. There's only about a little over 20 of them, but you can come up with other ones too. And as I mentioned last night, I encourage you to pull together 4 to 8 of them that are really important to your family and then and work with those. So the ones I have here are joyfulness, optimism, honesty, helpfulness, cooperation, calmness, compassion, kindness, loyalty, courage, healthy living, inner silence, appreciation, patience, gratitude, service, tolerance, forgiveness, happiness, peacefulness, respect, truthfulness, caring, and creativity. And again, you really want to look at what is important in your life and if you have a partner in their life so that you look at your own personal values and then come together as a couple to say, you know, what is important to me? I shared in one of the programs that for me, for many, many years, it's been that I just cannot be around children if they ever hurt one another. I just have to intervene. That could be physically, emotionally, with words, mentally. That's a bottom line for me. And so although that's kind of a negative, you don't want someone to hurt another one. If you turn it around, out of that came a whole set of values that were very important to me for my family and also for teaching. Cooperation, respect, kindness, politeness, and caring, those all emerged from the bottom line that I had. So you can look and, you know, share with your spouse what is really important to you. And when you've done that, or in the process of looking at your values, at some point, you really want to come to that point where you're going to say, you know, this is a decision that we are making. And when you stand firm in the decision that you are going to parent from with your values, that is a huge turning point, because from that point on, you're going to look at things differently. You're going to listen to what the children are saying. You're going to watch them and then learn to address each particular situation so that it is you can get them back to values and expressing the values in their conversations and in their play. So after you decide about your values or in that process, you want to make a decision that this is really what you want to do. And then if you have older children, even, you know, 4 years of age and up, you can really call a family meeting. You might want to have a fun dinner first and then talk to them about what your vision about the values, and talk to them about what they see as perhaps values that are important to them. You may share your 4 to 8 values with them. And a visual is always good, so you might put them up on a board or have a paper for everyone to see. And as I've spoken about before, even, you know, act them out. And then have the children perhaps help you choose which 4 are going to be the core values and which 4 are going to be secondary. When children are involved in the process of helping to create something, they honor it so much more than if they are put, they're just put it, if something is put down before them and say, this is the way it is. So taking time to involve your children in the process and helping them to be part of it, to have conversations about it, to really get them involved will be so advantageous in the long run of living your values. And then once you have decided, the part that comes next is the education. And we've talked a little bit about this, having children act out the various qualities, values. One of the things when I was with my children when they were young and we would go out to get summer clothes or back to school clothes, we had the rule that they had to say yes to a piece of clothing and I had to say yes. If one of us said no, then we wouldn't get it. And there was lots of discussions over that whole thing. You know, they would say, well, why can't we have this? You know, why not? So you can talk about, you know, perhaps lengths of skirts, the way clothing makes you appear, all the different things that you really want to teach your children about dress. And so education is a huge part of the value system. When children are just told, you know, this is the way it is, they don't understand why. But if you really can give them some background and some understanding as to why you're making the decision the way it is, it's really advantageous. There are times, of course, when you don't give them the choice and you have to make a decision. But many times when you have conversations about various values, it's very helpful. Let's see if there's anything else I wanted to share here with that. I have a couple different papers in front of me here. I think that's the main information I wanted to share with you. Oh, the secondary values. I have seen those come in so handy. When you have your 4 main values, and then the other ones that are important to you but aren't your core values, I just call secondary. And I usually encourage people to have about 4 of them. If a particular situation comes up where a secondary value is called in, the family already knows what they are, so you might have to say, what would example be? Let me look at the values here again. Tolerance. Say that's perhaps a secondary value. And one of your children were not very tolerant with another one, and they were, you know, rather rude. So then, you know, you pull in that value, have a conversation about that, and it can be very, very supportive. The more I've thought about parenting without knowing your values, how difficult that can be because you don't have a basis for the decisions that you have to make on a daily basis. And, you know, parents are called to make decisions many, many times a day. You know, children ask, can I do this? Can I do that? And so when you have these values in place, then it's easy to refer back to them and just have them run through your in your mind, and you know where you stand. Some other things you can do with your children to support coming together over the values I mentioned before is acting them out, having them act out the positive as well as the negative. And then you can actually have them design a board with the values on them, or you may have different boards to really focus on a particular quality, because it's not going to be easy for them to understand all the different aspects of a value at first. So perhaps if you want to work on cooperation or compassion or calmness, you'll want to talk about different aspects of it. And you can also create a theme for the week or even a month to practice a certain value to really focus on that. And again, as I've mentioned before, too, catching your children doing, living the value is a wonderful way to support the continued use of a value. Praise them for it and see what they are doing correctly. So I think that's all. I do have a gift for you, too, the 10 Fun Ways to Connect with Your Child. If you're interested in that, feel free to give me an email at SharonAnnWyckoff.com, SharonAnnWyckoff@gmail.com, or you can email me through the Blog Talk Radio. I do have a class that's actually a four-week teleclass. It's actually probably going to be a webinar with a PowerPoint, because I think pictures are so powerful in illustrating the qualities that we're going to be talking about. So I will probably be doing a webinar, and that's going to start July 20th. It's on a Sunday night, and it'll be 4 weeks, 4 weeks long. And you can sign up for that on my website, SharonAnnWyckoff.com. So I think that's going to be all that we need to talk about tonight. Again, last night I held another program on the core values. So these two will conclude that part of the overall program. And I just want to tell you that tomorrow night we are going to be talking about yes environments for children. I have found that they are so important, because if you have the right materials, the right manipulations, the right areas for them to play with, it just makes living in the home so fun and so joyful. Children know where their materials are, and they know how to put them away. And so I call that aspect of it yes environments. And you can change those as the children grow. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow night. Know that all of our programs here at Blog Talk Radio are archived for your listening pleasure. So you can go to blogtalkradio.com/voiceofchange at any time to listen to them. I invite you to really be aware of the children in your life today and this week. They may be your children, or your grandchildren, or the children next door, or the children you teach. And just give them that extra smile, or that hug, or that word of encouragement. You really do make a difference in their lives. I've mentioned this before, too. When I'm in a store, I love connecting with the little ones, just eye to eye. And when you really look at them, they look back at you, and there is that spark of love. I invite you to listen to them, to laugh with them, and also to take time out for yourself. Give yourself that extra bath or the 10 minutes of reading your favorite book. As Leo Biscaglia says, we can only give what we have. So find those special things that nurture your body, soul, and spirit. So I do hope you have a wonderful evening and a wonderful day tomorrow. And today I am going to end with Jeffrey John Whitebear's music. It's Creating a World, and it's from the album Honoring Life. And his music can be found at whitebearmusic.com. Again, whitebearmusic.com. And he lives in Northern California and does gigs up this way. So if you ever need someone to play some music and entertain, he might be someone you'd consider. So here we go with the entire piece, Creating a World. Enjoy.
I've lived on this land called America. Parents taught me how to be a good patriot. 45 years I've lived on this sacred land. I learned the language, learned the way, learned so far of the history change. What I wasn't told as I was growing up was all the cost for me to be here. Well, I'm not saying I need to lay any blame. I'm not saying I need to feel any guilt. Right here and now, I'd like to proclaim, we are creating a world where our people are loved. We are creating a world no longer run by fear. We are creating a world where our beings are held with the sacredness of a newborn child. Been hearing about this place called Afghanistan. Sounds like a very different land, don't you know? One man is a terrorist or is he a patriot? Depends on which side you're looking from. But we're all made out of the same earth, water and air, sun and spirit, all is fair. We all are made of love. We all are made to feel, we all are made to heal. We all have a unique gift of the mystery to share. So let's share it. We are creating a world where our people are loved. We are creating a world no longer run by fear. We are creating a world where our beings are held with the sacredness of a newborn child.
newborn child.